Psychologist Carl Jung said that often the hands will solve a mystery that the intellect has struggled with in vain. Here at the Birchfield Penny Art Center, Deborah Stewart is teaching a class, the art of handmade ceramic whistles or flutes, called ocarinas. These monthly classes are for U.S. military veterans and their families. They're part of the Artists Veterans Art Collaborative, which was co-founded in 2010 by Jim Becker.
For years, I was trying to be an artist, and to pay the bills, I was doing adjunct teaching gigs all over the place. I was teaching as far down as Jamestown and all the way up north into Niagara County at Intrep. And I had begun doing substance abuse counseling for Horizon Village out in Sanborn, New York. And I developed an art program out there, and they started having me do didactic groups in counseling and recovery topics. You know, and I worked there for almost 10 years. And it was really 9/11 that kind of changed everything and kind of pulled me away from the art path, really.
As an officer in the Army Reserve, Becker spent 2 years in Iraq, in 2003 and again in 2006. His struggle returning to civilian life not only took an emotional toll, it also took a toll on his art.
I think it was just drowned in all of the anger and the fear and all the other stuff that goes along with dealing with what happens when you go to war, you know? And it just took a long time for that to get quiet enough that the art could come back. There's a mindset, there's a battle mindset that you get into, and you can't stay in that environment and readjust out of it. At least I couldn't, right? Because when you're dealing with that anxiety, everything feels like an insurmountable task. Even things, and you recognize it, things that should be enjoyable. You just feel like you don't want to do it because it's just so hard.
And if somehow I manage to get home again, I promise God and myself that I would find a quiet piece of land someplace and spend the rest of my life in peace.
Becker remembers making himself promises, similar to those Lieutenant Winters makes in the TV war drama Band of Brothers. What helped Becker to ease the transition home and find some peace was his work helping others at the Department of Veterans Affairs in Buffalo, where he's a readjustment counseling therapist.
As I'm talking to veterans who are struggling with the same things I struggle with, through some sort of collaborative magic, you know, there's this reaffirming and validation of the struggle and sort of helping each other out.
And it was that idea of collaborative magic, of veterans helping veterans, that prompted Becker, along with local artist Jackie Albarella and Iraq veteran Dan Frontera, to start the Artists and Veterans Art Collaborative, which recently partnered with the Birchfield Penny Art Center.
It's just basically an ocarina. You can put more holes in it and you'll get more notes. So then you can turn it over and you can just add decorations.
Now that it works.
They're not there to learn to be artists, you know. They're there for all kinds of different reasons. So anything where they can get to a place where they can get together, feel safe, and do something positive. But then the art takes it another step further, I think, because then they can start to get a little deeper down and express things in a way that, you know, maybe verbally just doesn't cut it. So to be able to create and to paint, it's an exploration inward. To be able to do that, it's just beneficial to your soul.
For the Arts and Culture Desk, I'm Scott Sackett on WBFO.
Okay, Alan, here's yours.
Good job, Alan.